When Theresa May was asked repeatedly by Angus Robertson and others today, you know, she says, oh, we're going to have, we're not Iceland, we're not Norway, we're not Switzerland, we're going to have our own bespoke deal. But the question is, what is it going to
be? Well, we'll come back to that in a second. But is the single market a red line for you? Or do you want to still see a second referendum sort of within the next few years if we do leave the EU, regardless of our membership of the single market?
The SNP is a pro-independence party. But as Nicola Sturgeon identified, our key priority is to keep Scotland within that single marketplace. Now, if that proves impossible within the context of the
United Kingdom. No, but I'm asking if it proves possible. In some way, we retain some sort of membership of the single market.
Well, I think that would affect the timing as opposed to whether there was a referendum. In other words, I think if there's no compromise or no ability to keep Scotland within the single market within the context of the UK, that would mean an early referendum. If there isn't, a referendum might be later.
It seems to many